If you have a son learning in yeshiva and the tuition bill is quite high, are you allowed to use Mois Meiser to pay for tuition? Can you use the cheshbon of Mois Meiser to pay for tuition, or no, you must use your own personal money to pay for tuition, and the Mois Meiser has to be given to aniyim and can't be used to pay for tuition? So in order to understand the crux of the issue, we have to basically be mocked in with a rule. And that is as follows. Any chiyuv that you have al pidin, you cannot use Mois Meiser to satisfy this chiyuv. For instance, if you have a chiyuv to purchase an esrig, then you can't use Mois Meiser to pay for it, because the rule is that the mitzvah has to come from Mois Chulin and not from Mois that you're anyways earmarked, you have anyways earmarked for the Meiser. In other words, if you have a chiyuv incumbent on you to pay for a certain mitzvah, then the chiyuv must be fulfilled with the mois that were previously chulin and not previously earmarked for a different a mitzvah. And since mois meiser is set aside for meiser, it's already earmarked for meiser, you can't use meiser money to pay for something that's incumbent on you apidin. Rather, you have to use mois chulin to satisfy your chiyuv. And the meila, the question therefore would become, is there a chiyuv on me to pay for tuition al pi din provide a school education in yeshiva for my son, or perhaps not? There's no chiyuv al pi din for me to have my son being educated in yeshiva, and meikra din, I don't have to pay for tuition, and therefore I could use Mois Meiser if I want to, in fact, use this education to be teaching my son Torah. That is the chiyuv. That is the shaila that we have to address. Is there a chiyuv for a person to actually put his son in yeshiva, to hire rabbeim, to hire the yeshiva to teach a son, or not? So the Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Lamed, tells us as follows. The Gemara has a shaka v'tari about it, and the Gemara in the Havamina says that a father is mechuyiv to hire a melamed to teach a son both Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebal Peh. However, the Gemara's maskana is that the chiyuv is only to teach your son Torah Shebiksav, and the chiyuv does not include teaching him Torah Shebal Peh. As I state in Gemara Kedushin Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. Now, based on this Gemara, it would seem that if we're talking about paying tuition for a child learning Torah Shebiksav, then you can't use Mois Meiser to pay for that chiyuv, because you're mechuyiv al pi din to be melamed your child Torah Shebiksav. And if you can't do it yourself, you're mechuyev to hire a teacher, hire a rebbe to teach him Torah Shebiksav. Therefore, it can't come from Mois Meiser. But l'chayro, if, let's say, you're hiring a rebbe to teach him Torah Shebal Peh, l'chayro, there's no chiyev al pidin to pay a melamed to teach him Torah Shebal Peh. And therefore, l'chayro, you should be able to use Mois Meiser to pay for tuition. So the Rambam Taka passes this Gemara. The Rambam says that the chiyev is only to pay a melamed to teach him Torah Shebiksav, because that's the source of the Gemara in Kedushin, and the chiyuv doesn't extend to Torah Shebal Peh. As I state in Rambam, that the entire chiyuv incumbent on the father to pay a melamed to teach his son is only teaching his son Torah Shebiksav. However, the Tur brings down the following qualification b'shem the Rama. Zok the Tur b'shem the Rama, that which the Gemara says that the chiyuv only extends to hiring a melamed to teach your son Torah Shebiksav, that is only a case where the father doesn't have a lot of money, doesn't have sufficient funds to hire a melamed to teach him Torah Shebal Peh. However, if the shoh is loy d'chika, if it's not shoh d'chika lei, if it's, he's not in a, you know, a pressing situation, and he could afford it, and there is no issue financially of hiring a melamed to teach your son Torah Shebal Peh, he's mechuyev to hire a melamed to teach your son Torah Shebal Peh in addition to Torah Shebiksav. As I state in Rama, so the Torah brings from the Rama that if the person could afford it, he's mechuyev to hire a melamed to teach your son Torah Shebal Peh. Do we paskin like this Rama? Or do we pass in like the Mashmois of the Rambam? The Mashmois of the Rambam is that there is no chiyuv, even if you could afford it, there's no chiyuv to hire a melamed to teach him Torah Shebal Peh. And the Ramah holds that if you could afford it, you are mechuyev to hire melamed Teresh Baal Peh. So, l'chayr, the nafkamina between the Rambam and the Ramah should be, if your son is learning Teresh Baal Peh, are you mechuyev to pay the tuition with Mois Chulin, or could you use Mois Meiser to pay for tuition? The Shulchan Aruch has a lashon that's a drop in between the opinion of the Ramah and an opinion of the Rambam. And the Shulchan Aruch's lashon is that you're mechuyev to hire melamed to teach your son Teresh B'Ksav. And Zok the Shulchan Aruch, if you could afford it, it's a mitzvah to also hire melamed to teach him Teresh Baal Peh. So the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is a little bit less strict than the lashon of the Ramah. The Ramah says that if you could afford it, you're mechuyev to hire him to teach him Teresh Baal Peh. The Shulchan Aruch's lashon is if you could afford it, it's a mitzvah to hire him to teach him Teresh Baal Peh. Now, how do we pass in the Maisa? So the Pri Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Blazer, he holds that in fact a person could in fact use Mois Meiser to pay for a Rebbe teaching your son Teresh Baal Peh, and if the tuition is going to a yeshiva that's teaching him Teresh Baal Peh, you could in fact use Mois Meiser to pay for this chiv. That is the opinion of the Pri Yitzchak, and he says that even if you assume that there is a din that if you could afford it to pay for the malamah to teach him Teresh Baal Peh, that's not a real obligation. It's just a mitzvah ba'alma. But avada bezdin can't force the father to hire a malamah to teach the child Teresh Baal Peh. It's not a strict obligation. It's just a mitzvah ba'alma. Mamela says the Pri Yitzchak, since it's not an actual obligation, you could in fact use Mois Meiser to satisfy your chiv, and therefore you could use Mois Meiser to pay for tuition if it's Teresh Baal Peh. That's the shita of the Pri Yitzchak. Others disagree. The Be'er Sheva and other poskim, the Chavetz Chaim is mashma like that, they hold that even when it comes to Teresh Baal Peh, you cannot use Mois Meiser to pay for the Malamed to teach him Teresh Baal Peh. And the reason is because we assume that it's if you're able to afford it, then it's a chiv. And even if it's a chiv, it's a mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah that you must do if you can. And therefore, says the Be'er Sheva and others, that even by Teresh Baal Peh, if you could afford it, you cannot use Mois Meiser to pay for the tuition. That is the shita of the Be'er Sheva. So it's a machlekes ha-poiskim. L'maisa, most poiskim assume like the Be'er Sheva. Most poiskim assume that even Teresh Baal Peh, you cannot use Mois Meiser to pay for the tuition, even if it's being paying for a yeshiva to teach him Teresh Baal Peh. That is the opinion of most poiskim l'maisa. However, if let's say the father himself is an ani, then it could be he's b'chlal not mechuyev to be mafrish meiser if he's an ani. But we're talking about a case where the person is not an ani, then most poiskim assume that you cannot use tuition to pay for the yeshiva to teach your son Teresh Baal Peh. However, there is an important dispensation that the poskim do provide, and that is that if your son is old enough that he could learn on his own and he doesn't really need assistance, then you have no chiv anymore to teach him Torah. Your chiv expires because now he can learn on his own. So therefore, many poskim say that at that point you could in fact use Mois Meiser to pay for tuition because now you have no chiv anymore to teach him Torah, and therefore if you want to teach him Torah, then you could in fact use Mois Meiser to pay for tuition. And in many cases, when a bachar already reaches the age where he's in Yeshiva Gedoila, many times he's already able to learn by himself, and Itaka doesn't need the assistance of others, and therefore there is no chiv on the father at that point to teach him Torah, and then perhaps he would be able to use Mois Meiser to pay for tuition. So that's what the basic outline of the pay scheme is when it comes to using Mois Meiser for the paying of tuition. Now, what about using Mois Meiser to pay for the tuition of a girl? So, l'chayre, we should assume that you should be able to use Mois Meiser to pay for the tuition of the girl. Why? Because you're not mechuyev to teach your daughter Torah. Fakir, the Gemara says that it's kilu melamda tiflos. It's as if you're teaching her a foolishness because she is not built properly to be able to handle the limud of Teresh Baal Peh. And therefore, really, there is no chiyuv to teach your Torah. And therefore, since there's no chiyuv, there's no shouldn't be any problem of using Moitz Meiser to pay for tuition of the girl. However, Rav Moshe and his tshuva, Nigras Moshe, holds that even for the tuition of a girl, you cannot use Moitz Meiser to pay for her tuition. Why is that? Zok Rav Moshe, nowadays in America or in most places of that nature, you're actually mechuyev to send your daughter to Beis Yaakov and have her educated in Beis Yaakov. Why? Because the government, if you don't put her in the education of Beis Yaakov, the government will force you to put her in public school. And since the government will put her there, and that's you can't have al pi halacha your child in public school because of all of the averus that are committed there, and therefore al pi din, since the government will force you to put her in public school if you don't put her in Beis Yaakov, al pi din you're mechuyev to put her in Beis Yaakov. And Mabela's Dr. Moshe, since Lamaisa, you're Mechuyev to have her educated in Beis Yaakov, then it becomes a Chiyuv Lamaisa, and then you cannot use Moitz Meiser to pay for tuition. But if, let's say, she's already passed the Beis Yaakov stage, she's holding by seminary, then, according to the Paiskim, most Paiskim, Taka, you would, in fact, be allowed to use Moitz Meiser to pay for the seminary experience. Because since there's no Chiyuv Me'ikra Din to pay for this education, you would, in fact, be able to use Moitz Meiser in many cases to pay for the tuition.